Greta has created global conversation around the climate crisis by holding corporations and world leaders accountable. Known internationally for her quick wit, courage, and commitment, Greta has taught me to be unapologetic in this work. I am beyond honored to share a stage with her. She DM'd me on Wednesday, and I was in the middle of biology. I think we were learning about cell division. I was so elated, I couldn't think straight for the rest of the day. But it was just a rapid calling everybody I knew, because I was so, so ecstatic. So please join me in giving her a warm welcome to Charlotte.
Thank you all so much for showing up today, and I'm so grateful to be here with you today and to be here with these inspiring, incredible organizers. I think they are worthy an applaud. I'm very happy to be here in Charlotte, in North Carolina. And we recognize that we are standing on colonized indigenous land, that once belonged to proud Cherokee, Catawba, Saponi, and Congaree peoples. In acknowledging the enormous injustices inflicted upon these people, we must also mention the many enslaved and indentured servants whose labor the world still profits from today. And today is a Friday, among many other Fridays, and for well over a year, young people from all across the globe have been striking from school every Friday, demanding our leaders to take responsibility and to unite behind the science. But the people in power have not yet done that. They continue to ignore us and to ignore the current best available science. So we have no choice but to go on for as long as it takes. And the last couple of months, I've had the privilege to travel around in North America. I visited so many incredible places and met so many inspiring people. And it can be hard in times like these to find hope. And I can tell you, I have not found much hope in politicians and corporations. It is the people who now are our biggest source of hope. The people are the hope right now. And humanity is now standing at a crossroads. And when we look back at this crucial time, we want to be able to say that we did everything we possibly could to push the world in the right direction. And while we young people may not be able to vote or make decisions today in this society, we have something just as powerful, and that is our voices. And we need to use them, whether it is by making the adults surrounding us to vote, or put pressure on the people in power and the politicians who are supposed to serve us, or whether it is spreading awareness among people our own age to urge them to do the same. I think if you want to speak with me personally, maybe you can do it later. It is we young people who are the future, but there is not enough time to wait for us to grow up and become the ones in charge, because we need to tackle the climate and ecological emergency right now. And if the adults and the people in power are too immature to realize that, then we need to let them know, and we need to do it now. Because this is our future, and we will not let it be taken away from us. I think the tipping point we are all waiting for is when we, the people, will truly realize what we can accomplish together. And we know that tipping point will come. The question is just when. And no matter how bad the odds may be, we will never give up, because that is simply not an option. The people are the hope. And as long as we stay united, there are no limits to what we can do. Because we are the change, and change is coming whether you like it or not. Thank you so much for showing up today, and I am so honored to be here.